Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
And our favors,
our favors.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
Greetings and welcome this morning. This is a Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us this morning as we bring to you another wonderful and timely discussion today from Imam Shahid Shabazz. And we want to invite you to join our discussion. Join the talk by clicking the number one button on your phone. Your number will show up in our audience, and we'd love to hear from you and get some feedback from you. Again, thank you for calling us, and today's discussion we're going to have will be the whole world is a stage, and everybody is an actor. Yes, the whole world is a stage, and everybody is an actor. That is our discussion for today. This stage is set by the Almighty Creator, Allah. There are two roles for people to choose on this world stage. And these two roles are evil or good. If people choose the good role, they are saved from the destruction of evil. If people choose evil roles, they are destroyed by evil. This, people, is not hard to understand. Allah says in the Quran, the end of good is good, and the end of evil is evil. We can see this fact. One moment, people here, please. Thank you. This phone was to act up on me today. Thank you. We can see this fact, people, and more each passing day. The root of the word actor comes from the word action. So, people, it is by our actions that we save ourselves from sin and evil. And on the other hand, people, we destroy ourselves by our own evil actions. People, we have a limited amount of freedom in this world. So our freedom or enslavement to evil or good is our own personal choice. So, people, choose wisely, because evil will never stop trying to ruin your soul until Allah sends the angel of death for your soul. This is why Allah says in the Quran, serve him until the hour that is certain, death. Okay, all right, people, so you can see we have a great discussion here today, huh? Yes. And we are so thankful to have you join us. And I can see that our board is lit up today. And we are going to have a great, great discussion. So now, without any further delay, I will have you have Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yes. A little hoarse, but I greet everybody listening in the greetings of peace. The greetings of peace that can only come from the Creator. One of his names or titles is As-Salam, the peace. So, people, there is no peace in this world, in material things. We can't have peace with each other until we first get peace with our Creator. And he has put his peace in every human heart. So everybody already have peace in them when they are created in their mother's wombs, and when the Creator put some of his spirit, his peace and life-giving spirit in the hearts of every human being, we are born in peace. We are born as an angel. We don't have a will of our own when we are born. When we are born in this world, we are born as an angel. angels are spiritual beings in the heavens with the Creator who only do what the Creator say do. When he gives them a command, they only say, we hear and we obey. And when we down here on earth, as human beings, learn this lesson that even though we have, like the sister said, a little freedom of choice, really, you don't really have no freedom if you think about it, because when you do wrong, you cut your freedom off. You destroy yourself. But as long as you're doing good, all your freedom stays. You stay around here, and the Creator say he keep that which is good around here, people who are good for the betterment of mankind. And he say those that are bad and evil, he take them away from disturbing the good that he created, all his creation, and all for all people to live a good life, a clean life, a just life, and a righteous life. This is the purpose of life. Everything was created to worship and serve Allah, or the Creator of the heavens and earth. With that said, we're open with the Fatiha. This is the opening chapter of Surah of the Holy Quran, the final revelations that Allah, the Creator, revealed to Prophet Muhammad, Mustafa ibn Abdullah, present, special present, peace be upon him above all human beings. Why? Because he represents the best in all human beings. So he sent him with the last revelations to call the world back to his justice, to call the world back to his righteousness. And we can have no justice on this earth, people, until we have equality. And equality comes from want for your brother what you want for yourself. Don't want everything for yourself and don't want to share with your human brother, family, your brother, your sister. No, equality comes out of justice. With that said, we'll say the Al-Fatiha in the Arabic, and then we'll translate it in English, and we'll get started here today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina sirata mustaqim. Sirata alladhina an'amta 'alayhim. Amen. We just said, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to Allah, the guardian, evolver, the cherisher, and sustainer of all worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, in thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and those who go not astray from your straight path. Amen. Yes, again, we say peace. People, we thank you for joining us today, and we want to start reading from the Holy Quran, the final revelations of our Creator. To give us guidance and to give us instructions on how to live our life so that we can avoid the hellfire in the hereafter, and we can have the good that he intends for us in this world and the good he intends for us in his heaven after we die and we're resurrected for judgment and judge. We can go back to heaven from where we came from. Yes. So the Creator says here in Surah 53, Civil 53, called Anim. The Creator says here in Ayat 27, he says, those who believe not in the hereafter, they name the angels with female names. He says, but they have no knowledge. He says, they follow nothing but conjecture, guessing. And Allah, the Creator saying conjecture, guessing, avails nothing against his truth. It cannot stand in place of his truth. So we should never be guessing our people. We don't have to guess. We have the whole truth in the Quran. We should not go by our opinions or guessing of what we think or what we feel. Allah says in the Quran, whose word can be truer than my word? And we all know the answer to that, no one. Allah says, therefore, shun This is what Allah said to the mu'minun, the believers in him. He says, shun those who turn away from Allah's truth and desire nothing but their life of the material world. He said, that is as far as knowledge, will reach them. Meaning that if people only desire material world, even the secular knowledge, and they get degrees, whatever kind of degrees they get in these formal institutions of learning, if they don't have taqwa, consciousness of their creator, and this universal knowledge, which is the real knowledge to teach you about life, his whole universe is full of wisdom. If you have faith in him, you will become a student of the university of the universe. That is the real school. It's the creation itself. It's your creation. We are to learn from the creation how we're supposed to live. So the creator say, people who only desire material things, they will not be able to understand his spiritual truth. That goes for you Muslims too, all of you Muslims. You can read the Quran in Arabic. I mean, correctly, but if you only desire the material things and the material pleasures, Allah said you will not be able to understand his truth in the Quran. Allah said, truly, he is Allah. And he said, there is no creator but him. Allah said, yes, to Allah belong all that is in the heavens and on earth. So that Allah said he rewards those who do evil according to their evil deeds. And Allah says he rewards those who do good with what is best. See? He didn't say deeds. He said with what is best. We don't always know what's best for ourselves, people. So our Creator, when we do good to please him, he rewards us with what is best for us. Those who avoid, he say, the great sins and shameful deeds, only falling into small faults. Allah says he's ample and forgiving us when we fall into just small faults and trying to stay away from the major sins. He said, no, he knows you well when he brings you out of the earth. And he said, he knows you well when you're hidden in your mother's womb. So Allah, the Creator, say, don't try to justify your wrong by saying, I'm only human. I'm born to make mistakes. Ain't nobody perfect. We're going to make mistakes. People, don't allow yourself to deceive you to believe. Because you're not perfect, you're not supposed to strive for perfection. If you want to get back to Allah, you must strive for his perfection. Allah said he knows best who it is that guards against evil. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum as-salam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Thank you again, our radio listening audience, for joining us. Those of you who are in the audience and would like to comment or give some feedback, push the number one button on your phone. Your number will show up in our studio, and we'd love to have you join us. And now I do see some guests who have been on for a minute here with us since the beginning. And now I will have one of the guests to speak for us, and that's up. 404-247-4719. And of course, that is our beautiful, beautiful brother in the name of Abdul Kareem from Atlanta, Georgia. Assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me, my brother? I have him on the air now. One moment here. I see they have, I don't know why they have two. Hit them twice. Let me try the other one down here to see what happens.
Hello?
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, how are you?
Yes, they have your number up here twice for some reason, and the first time you didn't seem to hear me. But now I think we have together. Can you hear me now, brother?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
All right. Yes, I can. Loud and clear. Thank you.
Okay. 2 weeks away from the start of my lecture series at Al-Farouk Masjid in Atlanta, Georgia. And I'd like to talk to you today about something that is very nobody talks about this. It's about the fact that our Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, was illiterate, meaning that he could not read or write. And when the angel Jibreel, we all know the story, came to him and told him to read, Iqra, he said, I can't read. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put words into his mouth to say. And he wrote the Quran for a man who's illiterate to be able to memorize, remember, and understand, and help other people to understand. So we don't need scholars. This is not a scholarly book. This is a book for the common man with common sense.
That's right. That's right.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us he talks to the people with common sense throughout the book.
That's right.
That's with these words. Your deity is Allah alone. There is no deity save the all-beneficent and all-merciful Allah. If they want a sign for the understanding of this reality, surely there are countless signs for those who use their common sense. They can see in the alternation of the night and day, in the ships that sail the ocean laden with cargo beneficial to mankind, and in the rainwater which Allah sends down from the sky and thereby gives life to the earth after its death and spreads over it all kinds of animate creatures, in the blowing of the wind, in the clouds which obediently wait for orders between the sky and the earth. In spite of such clear signs of the oneness of Allah, there are people who set up equals and rivals with Allah and adore them with the adoration due to Allah, whereas the believers adore Allah most ardently. Would that these wrongdoers could realize now what they will realize when they see the chastisement before them, that power and authority belong wholly to Allah, and that Allah is severe in punishment. When he will inflict punishment, those very leaders and guides whom they followed in the world will disown them. However, punishment they shall get, and all their ropes shall be cut off. Then those who follow them will say, would that we were given another chance to return to the world. Then we would disown them just as they have disowned us today. Thus will Allah bring before them the deeds they did in the world in such a manner as to make them wring their hands in regret, but they shall be unable to come out of the fire. This is in Surah Al-Baqarah, verses 163 to 167. The Arabs are world leaders in these days and times, and they have been given the Quran in Arabic, in their language. It is their responsibility to carry out Allah's order to make it plain and clear for all mankind.
That's right.
And so there's a tradition that says that if you know one ayah, tell it to somebody. In the Quran, we should spread that Quran. If we don't, we are going to be accused of concealing Allah's truth, and we'll be punished for that. I'm going to jump off the line here for a minute until my next turn comes around. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. That was very good, though, Brother Abdul Kareem. Because it's right there in bringing to the consciousness of everybody listening that we're not just here to enjoy this world without a responsibility to prepare for that day that you're talking about. You know, here in this world we're in, and I'm going to be brief, you got people, you look all around the world, and just here in America, you can see people, you know, if they see somebody, I'm going to give an example. When you see crowds of people when they're watching somebody in a boxing match, and one guy's just beating the other guy, I mean, and knocking them all around and knock him out. You people all over the world just cheering and holler. So most people in this world, they don't understand that this world here is just a place they're put for a temporary time to test their faith, to see if they will believe in the goodness of the Creator or in the evil of this of themselves in this world. The Creator say all the evil that happens in our life as people come from ourselves. And he say the root of all evil is for us loving the things ourselves and the things of this world. And when he say ourselves, he's not talking about our soul. He's talking about our carnal desires. That is our animal pleasures. Most people love their self more than anything else, the Creator say. You know, most people, all you hear from them is I. It's never we or us. And the co-host was telling me, and I'm through, how Michael Jordan, Queen Latifah, and Oprah Winfrey, they were, you know, helping a lot of people now with their money. African-American communities trying to help, you know, the people to recover from all of this poverty. And, you know, poverty don't just come from material, the lack of having material things. The real poverty is when people don't know who their Creator is. They don't know Almighty Allah. That's the real poverty, because you don't know what your purpose is then. And when you don't know your purpose is to live a good life, then evil can come in you and make you think your purpose is to live an evil life. So you must know right from wrong. And the Holy Quran is the only book, as you were saying, that Allah has sent down his final revelation to teach not only a Muslim, but the world right from wrong, good from evil, and to teach them how to live in accordance with the will of their Creator, which is all good. So the Creator tells us in the Quran and commands us, he says, strive as you're in a race, people, towards all that's good. And he says, strive as though you're in a race to stay away from all that is bad. And he says, strive as though you're in a race, and I'm through, in repentance. Keep your heart turned to him in repentance, because we're human, we're weak in the flesh, and except through the grace and mercy of our Creator, the Creator say none of us would make it to heaven. So we must always strive to please our Creator so we can earn his grace and mercy to help us to overcome our human weaknesses and sins. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Is you on there, Sister Islet? I'm just trying to see, is the co-host here, there, Brother Shabazz?
No, I don't know what happened to her.
I don't either, but in the meantime, I'll let you go ahead on, Brother Shabazz, and continue until we get her back.
Okay.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you. Yes, for a minute I have to get away from this phone here because I have a little coughing allergy, and I don't want to disturb you while you're speaking. So therefore, I need to take care of that business and get my throat a little clear.
Okay.
All right. So, brother, we can go back to our email. From George, Imam Abdul Karim. We do have another guest speaker here, but this person has not been on that long, and they would probably prefer listening a little longer to the discussion before coming. So at this time, we will have some more of the beautiful of this beautiful message that our Imam from is bringing to us today. Imam Abdul Karim, assalamu alaikum. We'll hear from you again, Imam Karim, and receive some more of this beautiful medicine that you gave us today for our healing process.
According to what Imam Shahid Shabazz said about the sins of the flesh, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us in a beautiful way, in a beautiful form. And women look at men and fantasize, and men look at women and fantasize about how it would feel and how it would be to be with that woman, or for that woman to be with that man. And the shaitan has come in between that and seized on that opportunity. And we see in churches where women come in with dresses halfway up their legs and the top part of it halfway down to their stomach. And we look at, and they call themselves Christians, and then they look at Mary, Jesus, the mother of Jesus, and they don't see any of her skin except her face and her hands. Just the way Muslim women dress today is the way Mary dressed. And
that's
the reason
right.
for that, the only one that is supposed to see her beauty is a woman's husband.
That's right.
And if we let everybody in the world see how beautiful she is, everybody's going to want her.
That's
and
right.
that causes all kinds of adultery and fornication. That is the seed of the cesspool of sin that we're experiencing throughout the annals of time and throughout our entire society. Allah says that, as was described above, I said they set up equals and rivals with Allah. They attribute some of the exclusive qualities and powers of Allah to others, and render all or some of his exclusive rights to false gods. This is all coming from the shaitan. We have to understand that the shaitan is our devoted enemy. He is vowed to destroy man and to bring him to the hellfire with him, because he knows
That's
he's
right.
going to hell.
Yes.
And because of his racist attitude, he said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created Adam, and he told the angels and all who can bow to bow down to Adam, and Iblis refused. Iblis was the leader of the jinn, another
right.
creation that was made, that was created from fire.
Yes.
And he said that I was better than him. I'm not bowing down to him. And Allah banished him from the heavens and sent him down to earth with man.
That's right.
Not as a punishment to man. Coming to the earth was not a punishment to man. It was the beginning of his job as Khalifa, as vicegerent
right.
of Allah. In order for him to be the Khalifa and the vicegerent of Allah on the earth, he had to be here. So Allah sent him down after he had forgiven him for disobeying him and eating from the tree. It wasn't a punishment for Adam and his wife.
That's right.
And so we set up our own God. It is the exclusive right of Allah that his subjects acknowledge him as the supreme authority, bow down their heads before him, and fear him alone in open and secret. Those who render all or some rights to others than Allah set up peers who rank with him. Therefore, those who, without any justification of these rights, shall be guilty of idolatry. Allah alone deserves to be acknowledged as a sovereign, and as his subject, the people should consider his commands to be final and turn to him for guidance. Therefore, those who attribute any of these rights to other than Allah shall be guilty of idolatry. Likewise, those institutions or persons who claim to possess any of these qualities or rights, or assume to themselves any of these qualities or rights, or demand that others should attribute these to them, set themselves up as peers who rank with Allah, whether or not they put forward formal claims to a Godhead. Belief in Allah demands that one prefer Allah's will to one's own will. And that's the way we have to think as Muslims, as creation, as the creation of the Creator. These helpless end of ringleaders and misguiders and their followers has been specially mentioned here to warn the Muslims to be very careful in selecting and electing their leaders and guides. The former communities went astray because they followed wrong leaders and evil guides.
That's right. That's right.
The Muslims should learn a lesson from their end and discriminate between leaders and misleaders and should not follow the latter. Allah warns us, O people, eat of what is lawful and clean in the earth and do not follow the ways of Satan, for he is your sworn enemy. He orders you to commit vice and indecency and coaxes you to attribute to Allah's name things you do not know to be from Allah. This is in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter Baqarah, verses 168-169. I'm going to stop there and let Imam Shahid Shabazz continue. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you very much, Brother Imam Shabazz. What I'm going to do at this time is allow someone else to come on. And I know they've probably heard me and you and what we're talking about the subject. So I will allow someone else to come on at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz. I want to remind you, audience, our radio listening audience out there, you are all listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz. And the discussion, as usual, is always a timely discussion and well-needed discussion, a reminder. This is a reminder and the guidance. The whole world is a stage, and everybody is an actor. People, we must realize that we are only traveling through this world. That's why they say that we are told to carry a light load as you travel through. You won't be able to use it where you're headed to at the end of your journey here on earth. The end of your journey, not in this world. The end of your journey is in the hereafter. And people, you won't be able to use this baggage you're carrying with you. And most of it you don't need anyway. It's no good for you. So, we want to let you know that you are on a stage here. You're playing a part. But the part you should be playing is striving to be best in conduct. Strive to live a best in life for your Creator. And how are you going to know that? Unless you go to the source that tells you what that is. And that's what we're bringing you to you today. The information from your Creator, telling you that he sent through his prophets to let you know how you're to live your life to please him while you're on this earth, and that you may return to him and be blessed with peace in some call paradise, some call heaven, some call jinn, but they're all the same place. And this is for your time, and you should be praying that you will be returned to this place, because there is another place. As Imam Shahid Shabazz said, we have here, we used to call it the war between good and evil. And you have a choice. If you choose the choice of evil, you won't be going to your paradise or your heaven or your jannah. You'll be going straight to the hellfire. So people, listen carefully to what's being said to you. Think about it. And strive to live your life in the best manner, the best conduct. If you haven't been, never too late to change. As long as there is life, there is hope. And the Lord is always seeking you. He's so merciful and so forgiving. And he's still having you here because he's waiting for you to come to him, to call on him, to seek the guidance to get you back to him. And now we have another guest here that's been here for a few minutes. And that number is, I believe it's our beautiful brother in Durham, North Carolina, Brother Larry. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Larry.
Yes, wa alaikum assalam. I'm enjoying the show. I you know, it's very learned. The teachers certainly love the teachers of, you know, the brothers, the imams here that, you know, the real studious of the Quran. But I will say that, as the saying is, I think it's in Hosea 6, and I can't think of the chapter, but that my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge and the rejection of it. Sometimes I think we as people, common people, not ministers or imams or those, sometimes, you know, we are misled, of course, but as you speak about Satan, you know, we know right from wrong, because Allah installs that in us, and we can feel when we do people wrong, or we can see when we see others doing someone wrong, we can feel it. So we know right from wrong, and so Allah gives us a chance to repent and to do better. You go out in the weather with a coat on, you catch a cold, Allah may reveal to you that, you know, next time you go out, you need to put a coat on. You know, you slam your thing in the door, hit your thing with a hammer, Allah will reveal to you, next time be, you know, a bit more careful. So we have an instinct, Allah has mercifully revealed us to be knowledgeable as we go through life. You know, we not get too hung up on, you know, traditions or you know, following this person because of what they have, and sometimes even the knowledge that they may have, because we still don't know a lot of times what someone's intentions are or even what's in their heart. So that goes back to the reflection of you have to have a personal relationship with Allah and put none before him, not even the minister, right, not even the ma'am, not even your wife, not even, you know, the most learned one.
That's right.
So, we have to have be careful and guard ourselves that we, you know, we worship or put none before Allah, because Allah will reveal to us many times, you know, just like some of our ancestors that was gone before us that wasn't even allowed to read and couldn't even read.
That's right.
They were able to survive and able to be good people and able to create, able to build, as like the Supreme Alphabet. He or her could either build or destroy depending upon the qualification that they progress. So, we have to be mindful and careful that, Allah is the Almighty. Allah is the most merciful. He is the God. And even in our teachings to one another, you know, as they say, we can lead a horse to the water, but we can't make him drink. So we have to be very careful sometimes about even what we teach people, even adults, because, you know, I often say about the, you know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you know, sometimes, you know, you may have to feed people or give people a certain amount of knowledge, a certain amount of understand guidance and all until you get a proper understanding of what you're trying to teach them. That's not to say everybody won't get it, but, you know, sometimes you have to know the people that you are talking with, the people that you're dealing with, it may be your brother, it may be your cousin, your uncle, your neighbor, somebody that you might have just met. You know, you may have to be a little, sometimes we may have to be a little careful about how much we give them or teach them at that particular time. You know, even in school, you know, the teacher don't give you, Allah gives us guidance and teaches in stages. So I guess that's my point. But I just enjoy the teaching that you brothers bring about across the radio station here, and I guess my encouragement to some of the listeners, those that's listening, is that don't shy away because we may not fully understand what's being said. And there again, I go back to say, as I said in the beginning, we're destroyed because of lack of knowledge and the rejection of it. Some people reject knowledge because they don't understand.
That's right.
And so we as people have to be very careful about shying away and not doing things because we don't understand. It's like eating food, some food that we eat. You know, kids don't like some food. They may not like broccoli or they may not like beets and things of these natures. They rather have something sweet or candy or cakes. But as we get older, then we sound like a fool when we say, well, I don't like beets or I don't like this or I don't like that, knowing that it's good for us. So it's not so much about whether we like it or not. It's about what's best for us. And everything that sometimes we may hear and the teachings that Allah may reveal to us through somebody else, we may not understand it, or some cases we may not like it. But we are only fools when we reject these things because we don't understand or we don't like it. So we have to be careful about just shying away or closing the door to knowledge that Allah reveals to us, because He only gives us things sometimes in stages. And we don't understand a lot of things sometimes. We may not understand it today, but we'll understand it down the road. And very short again, and I don't want to take up too much time. When I was coming up as a kid, I had an uncle that I couldn't stand, didn't like him because he was so disciplined. And I often told Brother Shaheed, when I was coming up as a kid, I questioned the Lord, why couldn't I have been born white? Because I was used to the white Christ, and I felt that the white Christ, if he was God, then I wanted to be more like God. So I questioned God, why couldn't I have been born white? I also questioned, when I was growing, that why couldn't I have been born in the North? I wanted to live in the North. Why couldn't I have been born in the North? Because I felt that the North, it seemed that they were smarter. They had more freedom or more better things. And so I get back to my point is that, you know, now I thank God so much for where He put me, where He brought me into this world at, and I thank Him so much. But and I ask forgiveness because I wasn't graceful. I felt I wasn't graceful enough for where I was born and who I was as a kid. So there again, a fool is one that doesn't grow and doesn't seek to grow. And so we don't want to be fools and keep closing the doors on knowledge and guidance when it's brought to us. I just want to share that. And as one thing that one more thing, then they said, you know, that when a guy that when a person died and went before the Lord, he says to the Lord, says, "Lord, I thought you said you'd never leave me or forsake me." And he says, "I didn't." He says, "I came to you three times, or I sent somebody to you three times." And, you know, like you slammed the door, or you didn't ask the call. And so we're sitting around just waiting for, you know, what we want, waiting for them to make candy out of the beets and not tell you it's beets. Then we want it. But we don't want the real thing. So, there again, we just have to be careful, and we are the straw because of like or not and the rejection of it. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. And Brother Larry, that was very profound. And this is why I ask you all the time to please come on and share with us the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that the Creator has blessed you with. Over 40-something years I've known you. And we got a lot of experience together in the streets. We got a lot of experience with people. We love people. And that was very beautiful. It was very thought-provoking. And it was something that should cause everybody to do self-evaluation every day. And every day I do self-evaluation. And just in the blink of an eye, I can go over my whole life. And like you, I am grateful to Almighty Allah, our Creator, because I know that, you know, all the sins I committed, I know all the things that I did that wasn't pleasing to the Creator. I didn't intend to do them, but I was ignorant, and but I never liked the wrong that I was doing, you know. As you said, people don't necessarily, and the man from Atlanta said it, you don't necessarily have a scholar to teach you, or a Christian minister, or a Muslim imam leader, or a Jewish rabbi, or a Catholic so-called father. No, Allah said if your relationship is like that because you depending on somebody else to guide you to Him, He said you need to stop that now, and you need to develop a personal relationship with Him and recognize that He created you, not the imam, not your preacher, not the rabbi, not Jesus Christ, not Jesus' mother Mary, all these false people, not false people, but false gods that people are making a god with God, as the imam said. They even make God's prophets and his women, righteous women like prophet Jesus, Esau's Mary, they make her out of God and say she's the mother of God. Can you believe that? I mean, how absurd that sounds, the mother of God, when the Creator has always existed. And even in the Bible, it says in the beginning it was the Word, and the Word was God. It didn't say in the beginning it was the Word, and the Word was God, and Jesus, and Mary, and nobody else. Not even Adam and Eve. Not even the angels. In the beginning, it was only the Creator. And then He decided He wanted to create creation because He got so much love, He wanted to share His love and His creation. So He created a creation so He could share His love, His mercy, His grace with His creatures and His creation. This is why we got such a beautiful Creator, and this is why I want to read this from the Quran, and I'm through for this time. But it's really based right in what you were saying, Brother Larry, and I thank you. This right here is Surah 53, and it's really down in the footnotes here under verse 32. The Creator Allah say, when you are once, you know, back in His way, and we know the way of our Creator is what you were saying. It's a straight way. It's a way of knowledge. It's a way of wisdom. And it's a way of understanding. It's a way of love. It's a way of peace. And it's a way of justice. So the Creator said, when once you're in that way, don't check your generous impulse to give your all your whole self to Him. And somebody said it recently, one of you great speakers, that we put nobody above Allah. So Allah said, once He guides you, don't put nobody above Him. Your wife, don't even put nobody equal with Him. You hear a lot of people in the world saying, I put God first, then my wife, then my husband, then my children. No, 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 no. You're totally wrong. Your wife, your husband, your children, they don't sustain you. They don't give you the air you breathe of life, the breath of life. Only the Creator do that. So we must understand how valuable and important our personal relationship is to our Creator, and how we must seek His knowledge ourselves. And His knowledge, like you said, Brother Larry, is already in us. And like the ma'am said from Atlanta, Allah's truth is already in us. He said He created the nature of good in every human being. And He said He created the nature in us to know right from wrong. So Allah says here, in my conclusion, He said the spiritual world that we cannot see unseen is above all material or worldly things or bargains. Allah said each soul must bear its own personal responsibility. Allah said each soul must strive that soul utmost as much as it can and obtain its end in the hereafter, which is with Allah. Allah said the final goal of all things is with Allah, Him. Allah said His powers are laughter and tears, life and death, the mystery of birth and creation in the hereafter. Allah said He controls our spiritual bliss and our inner satisfaction. Allah said He is the Lord of the highest and noblest, honorablest in nature. Allah said His power traces the course of history. Allah said, learn, as you said, Brother Larry, oh, learn from His revelation and adore, love, and worship the Lord of your inmost soul. Assalamu alaikum.
All right, my friend, you are listening to the Sunday broadcast. I mean, now, Shahid Shabazz, we are to other people, all the Creator and people. We are coming on strong today, Brother Larry. Yes, I hear you. You've been just listening, and not talking, but you were not just listening and talking. You were listening and studying, Brother. And you brought a pail of water to us and poured it on us today. Alhamdulillah. A beautiful message you brought to us. And we're so overjoyed to have heard from you and received this knowledge and information from you. And this is what it's all about, people. We're not always asking you to talk or to say something when you come on. But when your number shows up, if you're not listening, if you're not getting the information off, we would love to hear from you about what you have to say. We'd love you to give us some feedback. We need the knowledge that you're receiving, that you have received, your understanding. Perhaps you can give us something that we didn't know. We are sharing it with each other. And this is such a beautiful discussion that we had today from our Imam, from Georgia, of course, and from Imam Shahid Shabazz, and from Brother Larry. They have just all been so profound in bringing to you the message from the Creator. Or the way of life He has chosen for you to live, and why He has chosen this way of life for you, and to remind you people that you just took me on the stage here. Huh? You're playing a part, a temporary part, just like when you go to the movie theater. They have a show that's there for a minute, and then it's gone. Might be a day, might be an hour, it might be a few months, even years, but it's never forever. And yeah. Likewise with you. We each have a role to play. We each have a part to be played, so to speak. I don't really like to use the word play, but we have.
Thank you very much, sister. Thank you, sister, because it ain't no play. Allah said He didn't create the heavens and the earth for sport and play. He created it for justice, and for a limited period of time. Thank you.
You're welcome, brother. And people, to let you know that we are performing. We are.
There you go. I like that.
We have information that we must give to you. We must. We have to not just tell you. We have to show you. And we do that in our conduct. Our conduct is important. So we must understand, people, that we all must be examples. And Allah sent the best example through Prophet Muhammad of the way we are to live our lives. He was.
Yes. Yes.
And we need to learn Allah to show that we understood and we appreciate Allah sending this guidance and the message to us and the prophet as example of his will and the way he has chosen for us to live on earth, especially Prophet Muhammad.
Yes.
This is why we must study, we must study, we must learn, we must believe, have faith, and know who our real creator is.
That's right.
We must seek this knowledge from the cradle to the grave. It's constantly seeking, we're constantly growing.
That's right.
We're constantly improving our conduct. That's the way that we are to live our life, to please our creator. And now I'll give to you, I think we haven't heard from our man in Georgia for a while here, so let's hear what he has to say. Let's see, ma'am, Abdul Karim again. We'll hear from him again. Assalamu alaikum. I think I had one, so he had one twice. Let me get him on this other one here. I don't know why that one down there is up here back. Okay. All right.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you, brother. Uh-huh.
Thank you, Brother Larry. Thank you, Brother Larry. Thank you, Brother Larry, for that perfect insight. I really appreciate you coming on and giving us that. I hope you come on more often.
Yes,
I'm
going to
say a couple of words. Pardon, I didn't hear you.
Yes, thank you, Brother Ma'am. And I certainly appreciate your teachings. I'm all ears when I'm on the show. I'm so glad that you're on as well as Brother Shahid, of course, to help give us the teachings of the Quran.
Alhamdulillah. We help each other, brother.
Yes.
I'm going to give you some words that I heard in reading translations of the Holy Quran. Parsimonious, obdurate, augury. These are English words. I know nobody's probably ever heard of it, and I never heard of them either. And the only place I ever saw those words was in the Holy Quran translation for us. These are scholars that have translated the Quran for us. These are scholars. Most of them are Arab scholars. They speak Arabic as their first language. And they learn English as a second language. And they use these words that none of us ever used before. And so this is what I'm doing at the Inner City Voice for Dawah, is breaking these words down so that you can understand the simple common sense meaning of them. Because this Quran is not for scholars. It's for the common people with common sense. Like myself, Brother Larry, Imam Shahid Shabazz, Sister Isla, with common people. We look at things from a common sense point of view, just like the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have a personal relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he breathed into us of his ruh, his soul. The soul of Allah is in each and every one of us. And he watches us from the time we're conceived, from the time he brings us to life with his spirit, throughout our entire life until we die. And after we die, he still has to render a decision about us. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a personal relationship with each and every one of his creation. Billions of people. This Allah has a personal relationship with each and every one of us. And we have to know that. We have to understand that. We have to act like that.
That's right.
There's a saying, a little story from Imam Hanifa, who said that when he was in school, he was different from the other boys in his class. And because he was different, the mothers of the other boys came to school to complain that the teacher gave Abu Hanifa certain privileges and certain responsibilities that their son should get too. And so the school teacher told the mothers that this is a special boy here. This is the reason why I give him special consideration. And he said, watch what, I'm going to do an experiment to show you. And he gave his class of boys an assignment. He said, I want you to go find a bird. Take that bird to someplace that nobody can see you. And I want you to wring its neck and bring it back to me tomorrow. So the night passed. The day came. They started school. The mothers were there. And the teacher said, show me your bird. So one boy at a time showed him his dead bird in his hand. When it came to Abu Hanifa, he opened his hand, and his bird was alive. And all the boys in the class laughed at him. All the mothers laughed, too. They said, this boy is so dumb, he couldn't even do a simple project like that. So the school teacher asked Abu Hanifa, why did you not do what I told you? He said, because I found a bird, like you said, and then I started looking around for a place where nobody could see me. And everyone tried to hide so that nobody would see me. Allah was there, and he could see me. So I couldn't carry out the rest of it because Allah would see me. So Allah is there. He has a personal relationship with each and every one of us. And we have to understand and accept that reality. And that your understanding of what he said is your understanding. He blesses us with revelation. He blesses us with increased understanding as we go along through life.
That's right.
We're not expected to understand everything instantaneously the first time we read it. Or the first time we hear of it.
That's right.
We have to pray for understanding. Those whom Allah loves, he blesses with knowledge. We have to pray for that knowledge. We have to.
Yes, sir.
And what does loving Allah mean? It means being obedient.
Yes, sir.
Doing what he says, do when he says, do it.
That's right.
So this is the attitude that we must have. And he's going to judge each and every one of us on the level of our understanding of what he said.
That's
now,
right.
If you go through life and you say, well, I don't understand nothing, I'm going to tell you what he says. Allah commands us concerning these things. When it is said to them, follow the commands that Allah has sent down, they reply, we will follow only what we found our forefathers practicing. Well, will they go on following their forefathers even though they did not use common sense and did not find the right way? The mental condition of those who rejected the way of Allah may be likened to that of cattle whom the shepherd calls, but they hear nothing except the sound of shouts and cries. They are deaf, they are dumb, they are blind. Therefore, they do not understand anything. The only authority they have for their superstitious practices is that they were the customs of their forefathers, and they foolishly considered this an unquestionable source. This lesson has two aspects. One, the people are like herds of cattle which hear the call of the cowboy and move about at the sound of the call without understanding the meaning of the word. Second, preaching to them is like preaching to cattle, which only hear noises, but do not comprehend the meaning nor the implication of the words that are spoken to them.
Right.
Allah instructs the believers, O believers, if you are true worshipers of Allah alone, eat without hesitation of the good and clean things wherewith we have provided you, and be grateful to Allah. Allah has only forbidden you to eat what dies of itself, blood, swine flesh, and what has been consecrated to any other name than Allah. But one will incur no sin if forced by absolute necessity he eats any of these forbidden things, provided he has no intention of transgressing the law and does not take more than what is absolutely necessary, for Allah is very forgiving and very merciful. This is in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 1, chapter 2, verses 172 and 173. So believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a personal relationship with each and every one of us. This is a relationship that he initiated. He watches us. He created us. He made us the Khalifa, and he wants us to do a good job.
Yes.
But we have to know what we have to know what our job description entails. And he
tells us
those things in the Quran. But we have to read the Quran. If we don't read the Quran and pray for understanding, then we're lost. We're gonna make mistakes.
Yes.
We're not gonna be able to fix the mistake after we make. We may repent and say, Allah, I'm sorry for doing that. I'm not gonna do that again. Please forgive me, and he'll forgive you. But then you get tempted again because the shaitan is constantly tempting us.
That's right.
We get tempted again with the same thing, and we do it again and again.
That's right.
And again. We're not using our common sense when we do that.
Yeah.
As-salamu
alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam.
Alaykum. We got time left, brother.
Sir?
Yeah.
We got time left.
We got some time left. Go ahead on, Brother Larry.
I'd like to share right quick, as the brother mentioned about how Allah blesses us with revelation. Yeah, I'd like to share this. I was blessed that, with this revelation that, you know, Allah, we can lead a nation of men and women. We can lead a nation astray, and Allah may or may not punish us for that, but he certainly will punish us if we lead our family astray, our God's children. He will surely punish us for that. He may or may not punish us if we lead a nation of men, all women, men and women. If we lead them astray, he may or may not punish us if we lead a nation astray. But he will surely punish us if we lead our family astray or God's children or his children astray. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Brother Larry, at this particular time, I have to intervene, my brother, and I hope you take it with the right spirit because I'm only coming from the Quran. Allah says when he guides the people, Allah said he wouldn't guide a people and then mislead that people, lead them astray. And Allah would never, if you read the Quran and you get the correct understanding throughout the Quran from Al-Fatiha, the first surah, to Al-Nas, mankind, the last surah, Allah's talking about guiding the nations and how he sent prophets to guide the nations back on his straight way. So Allah don't want us to misguide our family or the people in the world, because we're one human family. And Allah sent his prophets and his messengers to guide people on his straight way. This is why we say the Al-Fatiha in our prayer, Allah say more than any other prayer, because listen at the words, in the name of Allah, most gracious, and this is for the world, most merciful. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the world. Most gracious, most merciful, Master, ruler of the day of judgment, thee do we worship and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way. We're asking Allah to show the world the straight way, his right way. And he said, we said, show us the straight way, the way of those on whom you have guided right. Those whose person is not wrath, nor of those who go astray from your guidance after you have guided them. So even in our first prayer, it kills that about Allah don't want nobody to go astray. He don't want us to mislead nobody astray, our family, no human being at all. He wants us to be the right guidance to people. Following, like Sister Isla said, the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad. A lot of Muslims don't emphasize following Prophet Muhammad's example enough. That's why they don't know really the Quran. If you don't read this, the life example, Prophet Muhammad, how he practiced the Quran, And his hadith, which in Arabic means his sayings, what he's saying about how we're supposed to live, you can't just read the Quran and be guided. You got to read the Quran, study the life example of Prophet Muhammad, and study his sayings, which are called hadiths. And the way you're going to know those hadiths, those sayings are right, is because they are confirmed with the teachings of the Holy Quran. Because Prophet Muhammad lived this whole life obeying every word in the Quran Allah revealed to him from the first surah to the 114th surah. So I just had to correct that, Brother Larry, because Allah wants us to guide, be right guides for our families and right guides for the world. I was out working yesterday. I'll give you an example. And this right here just swept me off my feet, but it done happened to me so many times here in North Carolina where I'm at, my home state. I was in Winston-Salem working, doing da'wah or spreading the faith, trying to guide, be a guide to all the people out there, even if I couldn't talk to them, just be a good example, like Sister Issa said, and Brother Imam said, just be a good example. Prophet Muhammad said, when a true believer is seen, they remind all the other people of Allah, the Creator. They don't have to say nothing. Just their life and their conduct, their manner, their respect, their love for people, it reminds other people of Almighty God in themselves. So I was walking away, getting ready to come in. I was tired, and all of the kids just started, about five of them, calling me God. They said, "That's God." They said, "That's God." They said, "God, you coming back to see us?" They said, "God, we love you." We said, "God." They said, "God, help us. We need help." And Allah didn't even tell me to say anything to try to correct them children because they know what they were saying. They weren't calling me God. Them children, they are not corrupt. Unless somebody corrupt them, they have the goodness of Allah in them. So they feel they got the goodness and they see the goodness of Allah in me. And I'm going to say these two things and I'm finished. Right here, Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, said, "None of you have faith till he or she wishes for their brother what they like for themselves." We can't like no bad for good for our family and like bad for the world. And also, in another report, Habib said of Prophet Muhammad, peace be on him, he said, "All the children or sons of Adam commit mistakes, and the best among them are those who repent and seek Allah's forgiveness." Ameen.
I want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Jabbar, The Reality of the Creator. And if there's any comments that you would like to make, join us by pushing the number one button on your phone, and your number will show up in our studio, and we would love to have you join us. And Brother Larry, I think we all see and understand these teachings that you're giving to us sort of differently. It's sort of reminding me of the world that we are living in today, you know. And Allah wants us all to be right, guys, and to guide each other on the right path. But the example is the world today. We know that most people are being led astray. And you say, why? Because they are following each other. They're following themselves, or they're following the wrong guidance of their leaders, like the president,
right,
the king.
Yeah.
And yes, we are standing and are led astray. This is why we need Islam today, because the world is so far astray. Even so-called Muslims, many of them are following wrong guidance when they know the right guidance. And I was just looking at that from that respect, brother, that we have to, this is why we are here even on the station, to call each other back to the right. And so we have to know and want to follow right guidance. Otherwise, Allah would permit us to go our way, the way we choose to go. If we choose not to follow him, he doesn't make us follow his guide.
That's exactly true. And it's not, you know, I don't listen to debate, but I'm just saying when the brother man from Georgia was mentioning about Allah reveals to us what did he say? Allah reveals to us reveals to us you know, God is, you know, anyway, Allah reveals to us, God is, I can't get the word that he said. Maybe he can clear it up. But, yeah, and so I was just putting that out there because it was revealed to me. And not that you should lead the world astray. Here's what I say. I said that you could, if you lead a nation of men and women astray, God may or may not punish you, but he will punish you if you lead your family astray and all God's children. So that's what I, you know, that was my point. But, I mean, I'm just, you know, it's not that, you know, I'm saying that, okay, I'm right, and that's what God, you know, it's just a revelation, as the brother was saying. God reveals to us sometimes revelation on things that we comprehend and may bring to us. And, of course, if we seek to clarify, as brother imams often do, imams often do, which is fine, but we still, I think, should have an open mind and heart to sometimes not question Allah when Allah reveals things to us. I mean, maybe at that point, as we go down the road, like I say, you know, I question God, why couldn't I have been born white, and you know, why was not born up north? But in the end, down the road, I found out that, you know, Allah knows, he knows best, he knows what I know not. And so, of course, you know, I ask for forgiveness and repentance and realize that I wasn't grateful enough, you know, but I was a kid, and these are things that, you know, sometimes the deaf, dumb, and blind, and kids do. So that's what, assalamu alaikum.
Well, all right, Michael, and yes, you don't want to hop on this subject too long, but it gives helps me to realize that I like that statement because it's letting us know that we have a choice, so that we cannot be really led astray. We choose to go astray.
That's right.
Allah has given us a window and a choice.
Right.
And so therefore, those who are astray, it's because of their choice. They chose to fight.
That's
and
right.
That's why it said that the man couldn't lead them astray. And he can't. He can't lead them
right.
astray. They have to choose
right.
to go astray. And,
that's right.
When they are on the wrong path, it's because that's the path they chose to go on. And, of course, man is responsible for his family and his children, like you said. And teaching them.
And humanity, too. Humanity, too.
Right, yes. Yes, he's supposed
That's right.
to support, but he can't make humanity. He can't make others do. But his obligation is to teach his family, to teach his children, and to teach his wife.
You go
and,
your way, I go.
Even though he might mention to others, others don't necessarily have to listen, and most don't, as we can see in the world today. Because if most will listen, then something is wrong with man and his responsibility. He's not doing his responsibility. But there are many men like you and the brothers, you know, on the line that are out there teaching. But the people still choose to go astray. And I think this is what I think we should be getting back to in this lesson today. And this little message that Brother Larry brought to us today.
Yeah, as the song says, you know, you go your way, I go mine. If we don't, you know, we don't agree on, you know, going and the same direction, you go your way, I go mine. Peace. So, but yeah, you know, Imams, you all are great, and I look for, I don't listen to debate. I look for a clarification, and you all do a good job at clarifying. So, I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you too, Brother Larry. And like I said, Allah is can send me to hell if I make I'm making a misstatement. I don't look for nobody to go astray from the path of Allah. And I'm gonna read something here, another hadith the Prophet Muhammad said to clarify that. This is the key, Brother Larry, right here. And this is what the Imam Abdul Karim Shabazz in Atlanta will let you know, too. The Quran is the book of guidance. Allah said he sent down the Quran during the night of power to to heal the diseases in human beings' hearts. And he said he also sent down the Quran as a guide to show people the right way to follow so they can't be misled or led astray. And Allah said he always sent prophets and messengers to nations to guide those nations back on his straight path. And you got that song about that brother out of New York made the message. He said, humanity is everybody's business. So, and Michael Jackson made a song. This is important. Michael Jackson made a song called We Are the World. And
right.
then stylistically, another group made a song called People Make the World Go Round. So we are one human family, and we just, I heard one ignorant imam in Durham, North Carolina. I won't call no name, bear no blame. He said all you got to do as a Muslim is to take care of your family, go out to the masjid, attend masjid Muslim function. You ain't got to try to reach the rest of the world with the truth of Allah, and you're doing your duty to Allah. That's all you got to do. He was 100% and 1,000% absolutely wrong. He couldn't show me nowhere in the Quran where Allah say that. Allah want all of his people saved. That's why the sister was saying Allah is what? Allah said we need a creed. His creation in the heavens and the earth, he decreed or ordained that his mercy prevail over his wrath. Allah don't want none of it. No human beings to go to hell. Like Sister Issa said, it's by our choice that somebody, we go astray or we allow others, whether it's a leader, to mislead us and lead us astray. Look at Donald Trump, for instance. This is a leader, and America's supposed to be the leading nation in the world. Allah don't want us to follow this man and his misguiding and his oppression and his injustice to the people. No, that's not in the Quran. But I'll read this here. This is very important. This is about Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Prophet Muhammad said, if anyone guards a believer from a hypocrite, Allah will send an angel who will guard his flesh on the day of resurrection from the fire of hell. But if anyone attacks a Muslim, saying something by which he wishes to disgrace him, he will be restrained by Allah on the bridge of Jahannam till he is acquitted of what he said. So those are powerful words. So we must not only, be out here trying to call our brothers and sisters in humanity back to right guidance, even if we can't do it by our mouth, like Sister Isla said, we're supposed to live a life, Prophet Muhammad said, when a true believer is seen, not heard, they remind all other people of Allah just by seeing them. And I can say this about my life, nobody else, my personal relationship. Allah blesses everybody that see me to remind me of him. More now over the last 10 years than my 45 years of striving to practice true Islam according to the Quran, the Sunnah, the life example of Prophet Muhammad, and his sayings, which all come out of the Quran. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz. And with these last few minutes we have left, about 6 or 7 minutes, I'm going to allow our Imam to give another comment. Imam Abdul Karim. Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Oh, okay. The believers are commanded to break all unnecessary, improper, and unlawful restrictions imposed by the intellectuals, priests, rabbis, clergies, and the forefathers, etc. For if they really believe in Allah as they profess, they should abstain from eating only what Allah has forbidden and eat without any hesitation only what Allah has declared lawful. According to a tradition of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one who offers the prayer in the way we offer turns his face towards the direction which we turn our face and eats what we have slaughtered is a Muslim. Therefore, if one has any hesitation or doubt regarding the eating of those things which Allah has declared lawful, he has not as yet become a true Muslim. Even if he offers the prayer and turns his face towards the Kaaba, he should give up the prejudices and superstitions of ignorance
if he really and sincerely has become a Muslim. I'm going to stop there, but it's necessary that we understand that we need to cover the faults of our brothers. This is an ayah from the Quran. Cover the faults of your brothers.
Yes, and so with that said, I know it's about time for prayer. I would like to say to my brother Larry, if he can see or hear me in particular, this is a book that I have here, just briefly, then we'll pray. It's called The Root Cause of All Evil. And the word that it gives for the root cause of all evil is backbiting. And backbiting is when, you know, you're talking of negative, evil things about your brother, not just your family, but your brothers and sisters among humanity. In fact, there's authentic hadith where Prophet Muhammad, peace and peace be upon him, said that we as believers in the Creator should refrain, stay away from sin and speaking of the evils we know we see in others, because we know those same evils are in ourselves. So, you know, we're taught to, and this right here is so clear for everybody to understand, we're taught that you are not a true believer in the Creator, Allah, of the heavens and the earth, until you want the good. That Almighty God, He created all this world good. When He said, when He created the world, the creation in the heavens and earth, He created everything good. So Allah's desire is good for all His creation, not just human beings. But He definitely desires good for human beings, because as the imam said from Georgia, we are supposed to be the caliphs, the caretakers, like you take care of Labra Larry, that building down there, and the people. We're supposed to be caretakers of this world and make sure that we keep this world in the righteous, just, and good order that the Creator created it in. And in my conclusion, He say, Allah say, we are not true believers unless we think like this. He said He created us as nations and tribes all over the world, that we might get to know and love each other, not that we might hate and despise each other. So we must love all humanity, or Allah say He won't love us. Because Allah said if you love Him, then you love all His creation, because He created all of His creation good. So this is why we must stay away from our own opinions, stay away from our own. Ain't nobody got no individual thinking. All our thinking when we read the Quran becomes what? One. It becomes the will of Allah. Allah says in the Quran, whose word can be truer than my word?
Two minutes,
I got you. We say there's no creator but Allah. There's nothing Allah created comparable to Allah. Allah said He only accepts our good. He said He don't accept our evil. Allah said He will not lead a person astray. Allah said if a person stray from his path and they want to be astray, like you said, He will lead them astray if that's what they want. But Allah's intent is to guide every human being back on his straight path, that leads straight back to Him, all the way back from death on into the hereafter. And so, you know, this is the prayer. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina sirata mustaqim. Sirata ladheena an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim wa ad-dallin. I mean, people, we just said, if we don't run out in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, all praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the world, the most gracious, the most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and thy grace. Those whose portion is not rare and who go not astray. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you for joining us today. Join us again next Sunday, same time, 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And then try to
see you. pulpit the wrong.